Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hey everyone, it's Amy Newmark and it's election week. We're taking the week off and I'm rerunning a couple of my favorite episodes from the past to distract you from what's going on out there.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I want to share a couple of stories from our new bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Dogs. We called the book The Magic of Dogs because our dogs really do bring magic into our lives. You know, if you rescue a dog, it always rescues you back. And a dog is your confidant and your loyal friend and your heroic defender and your role model for living in the moment. And sometimes your dog is completely surprising too, as in the two stories I'm sharing today in which dogs truly pulled off miracles. In our first story, Linda Kinneman tells us that she was a little girl when she returned from school one day and found her grandmother there. Her grandmother explained that Linda's father had taken ill during the day and had been rushed to the hospital. After crying in her grandmother's arms, Linda turned to her boxer, Buddy, who looked very sad. He was upset about Linda's father, too. The next day, Linda walked home from school knowing that her father was still in the hospital, but also knowing that her dog, Buddy, would be there to comfort her. Except that he wasn't. Usually when Linda turned the front doorknob, she'd hear the thundering of Buddy's feet as he rushed to greet her. But this day, Linda's grandmother greeted her instead, with tears in her eyes. She reassured Linda that her father was doing better, but then she revealed that Buddy was missing. He had somehow gotten out of their fenced-in backyard. Now, Buddy was a dog who never went anywhere. He never went for a walk. He never went for a car ride. His only exposure to the outside world was that fenced-in backyard. Well, it was a cold and lonely evening without Buddy. And then the next day, Linda walked home from school slowly, knowing her father would still be in the hospital and Buddy would not be there to greet her. But as she entered her block, she saw her mother's car in the driveway. Her mother was supposed to be at the hospital with her father, so this wasn't good. Linda burst into the house to find out what was wrong and was met with the thundering of Buddy's paws as he rushed to greet her. Her mother explained that Buddy, who had never been outside their house and yard, had been found at the hospital. Somehow he had figured out that Linda's father had gotten into the ambulance and he had tracked the scent of Linda's father or that ambulance all the way to the front door of the hospital. So Linda's devoted family dog, Buddy, inexplicably figured out where his dad was. And Deborah Kellogg reports on another canine miracle that occurred when she was spending the summer in Passau, Germany, studying at the Goethe Institute. Passau is a lovely little city of hills that sits on the border between Germany and Austria. Now, one evening, Deborah had stayed late at the Institute, and she was walking those hills alone to get back to the house that she was sharing with some of the other students. It was about a 2-mile walk, but it was a quiet, safe town, so Deborah didn't think there was anything wrong with a young woman being out alone in the dark. But then, surprisingly, as she walked by a pub, 4 young men called out to her as she wobbled by them in her short skirt and her platform shoes. She ignored them and kept walking, but they followed her. She walked faster, and so did they. She kept making turns into different streets, and still they followed her. She knew she was in trouble. She was almost running now, and they were keeping up with her. Deborah started praying. And then suddenly, a huge German shepherd came bounding out of a darkened yard that she passed. He was barking, wagging his tail, and circling her like he'd been waiting for her. She slowed down to pet the dog, who licked her hands, and then she resumed walking with that big dog right beside her. The young men spotted the dog, slowed down, and then turned down the street at the next corner. Deborah expected the dog to tire of her and go back home, but he stayed with her for at least another half hour and took her all the way to her door. When he saw her pulling out her key, he left her and continued walking past her house. He didn't turn and go back to where Deborah had first spotted him. So where had this dog come from? Dogs were not allowed to run free in German cities. So why had he been loose? And why didn't he turn back to where she had picked him up? Deborah says, coincidence or divine intervention? I know what I think. And that's why she called her story, Angels Don't Always Have Wings. I'm Amy Newmark, and I want to thank you for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. Please let your family and friends know about it if you're enjoying it. And if you have family members who are new to podcasts, show them how to get a podcast on their phones or computers. I'm so excited about the stories in this new book that I'm going to share about 24 of them with you on the podcast. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Dogs, go to our website, chickensoup.com, click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there. You can look at the front cover, the back cover, read more about it. And you'll find the book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, your neighborhood bookstore, Amazon. Come back for our next episode to hear about a couple of miraculous cats that acted as extremely competent healthcare workers right when they were needed.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.